Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audio Boo. It is October 31st. It's, about 10 minutes after 3 in the afternoon. I'm putting all our Halloween decorations back out because the wind has, well, completely died. So there's no problem with the wind carrying the stuff away. However, I'm standing here in my garage door and everything's drenched now. It is raining. It wasn't raining 6 minutes ago when I started putting everything out. Actually, I had almost completely finished, just putting some finishing touches, and let me see how things go. Ah, there we go. Our fake tombstone fell over. I knew it. Okay, time to fix that. All right, that's going to require some surgery, I have a feeling. Okay. Nothing a good strong coat. Yeah, there we go. A good strong coat hanger won't take care of. That's what I'm going to do. So I've got everything back out. Best to my ability. We've got some little pumpkin lights that go along the walkway. And we got a fake grave with a hand and a foot sticking out. Kind of scare the little kitties. And guess make people laugh. I mean, I don't know. The corpse looks like it's doing its dance thing. It's the zombie disco. And then we got a nice little green skeleton here hanging with his hands on his hips, looking very sure of himself. We have a non-decorated pumpkin on the stairs. And as we go up the stairs towards the front door is adorned with a beautiful big plastic pumpkin with little kitty cats coming out of it, black cats. I guess that's an homage to Sassy Cat. And we've got a spider web kind of thing on the railing with a giant fake spider on it. And we turn around and we've got two other little spider webs on the wall with fake spiders on them. However, and I hope they don't notice this, but there's a nice big, fat, juicy, real spider above the door. I'm leaving him there. He's been there all summer. That's an old spider. He's a senior citizen spider. And then over here, not that you can actually see what I'm doing, but on this side, right in the corner of our window, there is a massive spider, and it's a mommy spider. I think she's pregnant. Yeah. She looks very tired. I got a feeling she's going to leave us a little gift there of a bunch of little baby spiders. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do with that. I want to let them live, but kind of creepy. But in keeping with Halloween, definitely. So, yep. Oh, and I forgot our little hanging pumpkin here. That's not supposed to be there. Where am I going to put this hanging pumpkin? I think I'll just hang them on the railing here like this. There, little paper mache, paper. Actually, it looks like, kind of like a Chinese lantern pumpkin. That's it. Have to admit it's a little bit lame, but I'm trying to work on another project of creating a, I'm not sure how I'm going to pull this off. I only have about an hour or two left. But I want to create a mannequin dummy scary guy to go on top of my moped. And then put the moped sort of close to the walkway. Not too close, because I don't want the kids getting too close to it. But as they walk up, the lights will automatically come on because of the motion sensor. And I'm going to move my car probably out of the way and put the bike sort of in the corner with this guy on it. But I have to build the guy. And right now I have his head. It's actually a candy dish that when you activate it, he says a few things. I don't think I have any batteries close at hand. Where did I put my batteries? Hang on, you can walk with me and look for the batteries. All right, let's see. I'll come down here into the Okay, I'm only laughing because I've got halogen lights down in the basement. And 2 days ago, one of the spotlights burnt out. I just turned it on and the other spotlight burnt out. So now I only have one little 40 watt bulb and this beautiful LED spotlight right over my desk. That's it. It's very dark in here. Okay, looking for batteries. Here we go. Oh, that's not enough there. I'm going to have to... Do I have any in here? Nope. Oh, this guy... Oh, geez. Dropping stuff. All right. You can't get more live than this, huh? Okay, I'm just looking if I can find some batteries in my recorder here. Nope, it's too light to have batteries in it. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to... I don't have any batteries. I feel terrible. Wait. Maybe these are good. I'll see if I can get some of these to work. If I can just get them out here. 1, 2. Not that one. I know that one's dead. There we go. Okay. So let's go back into the garage. And I'll see if I can put these batteries in this candy dish Halloween thing, and I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm back. I've got the batteries in them, and I'm going to activate them.
Hey, Halloween mask. Oh, that's your face.
So that's what he says. He's got a various phrases that he says over and over again. Let's try it again.
Eat some candy, would you? You're almost as skinny as me.
I don't know if you're picking this up. It's very, very faint. Let's try it again.
I'd go inside with you, but I don't have the guts.
And let's try one more.
Hey, wanna hang out sometime?
Okay. He's got a really weird laugh. Anyway, so he's basically, it's a green head with these, I'll take a picture of him. He's got this, his green head, and he's got no, well, he's got a cavity at the, yeah, okay, okay.
You got the time?
No, I don't have the time. Oh, shut up. Okay. Well, I got to turn him off. Hang on. Yeah. It's my face. Okay. So, basically he's got a hollow head and where you're supposed to put in candies. So the kids, you know, go to grab the candy and then he's set off. But I got to take a picture of this guy. I'll see if I can get a picture of him when he's actually activated. Let me see if I can do this without dropping everything all over the floor. Okay, here we go. And I'll post this, and then, other than that, I'm hoping that we get some kids tonight. I don't know if it's going to be rained out or not. We might get a lot less people than usual. Last year, I think we got 80 people coming to the door. And this time, my wife made 75 little bags of candy, and we're just going to give out a bag each, and that'll be it. After 75 kids, we shut the door. I don't even know if we're going to have that many. With it being a school night, and on top of that, it's wet, it's rainy, it's miserable, and right now the forecast is for more rain, and the clouds look like they're thickening up there, so. Oh, most of my audio boos of late have been weather-related, haven't they? Interesting. Oh, before I go, I did my last Octaver, in case you listened to this before the Octavers. Yeah, did my last few Octavers, and I'm glad. I'm glad to have had them done and, under my belt, and they're done. And I don't know. I really don't know what to say. It's really anticlimactic. I thought I'd feel different, but not that I feel ambivalent at all. I'm just ready for the next challenge, and maybe getting into more music. Making of music. That's what I want to concentrate on for the next little while. You may hear less audio boos from me for a little while, just as I, any music related anyway, for the short term. Bye.